to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Many of us are doing something that helps us be healthy and strong, and we don't even realize it. What am I talking about? I'll let today's story reveal that not-so-secret activity. Let's listen to another episode of Tommy Torkelson's Adventures in Health. Pastor Martinez was sitting at his computer putting the finishing touches on his upcoming sermon when he heard a knock on his office door. "Come in," he called. The door opened to reveal the smiling face of a young friend. "Well, well, Tommy Torkelson, what brings you to church on a Thursday afternoon? Are you here to listen to Karen practice the hymns for this coming Sabbath? She plays so beautifully." "No, not this time," Tommy said with a smile as he seated himself in the big chair by the filing cabinet. "May I ask you a question?"
"Of course,"
Tommy thought for a moment. "I'm trying to be healthy, so my question is, can this church help me fight disease and heal from sickness? I mean, Jesus healed people all the time. And you said last week that there is healing in worshiping God. So can a church heal people?" The pastor pursed his lips. "Now, that's an interesting question, Tommy. My answer is no. A church can't heal anyone." Tommy frowned. "But you said..."
"I said worshiping God brings healing. And worship doesn't have to happen in a church."
The boy nodded slowly. "Worshiping God brings healing. How?" Pastor Martinez leaned forward slightly. "When we worship a loving God, when we learn to be kind and compassionate like Jesus, we don't have room for health-destroying anger and resentment and fear. We live by a different set of rules."
"What rules?" Tommy wanted to know.
"God's rules of love," the pastor continued. "We treat others with kindness. We care for our neighbors. We forgive those who are mean to us. We don't lie, cheat, hurt ourselves with unhealthy habits, or sit around being afraid of the future. We live with confidence, knowing that God is by our side every step we take."
"And that helps us stay healthy?" Tommy asked.
"It sure does. The Bible says that love throws out fear. Fear is very harmful to our health. I mean, think about it. How do you feel when you're afraid?"
"I feel nervous," Tommy said, "and my stomach hurts, and I just want to run away."
"And how do you feel when you do a loving thing for someone else, or care for one of God's creatures, like a dog or a cat or even a cow?" Tommy chuckled. "I feel happy and relaxed. I feel safe and healthy."
"All of those feelings come from worshiping a loving God," Pastor Martinez said.
"That's how worship heals us. It's powerful medicine, my friend."
Tommy stood and headed for the door. "Thanks, Pastor Martinez," he called over his shoulder. "I'm going to go out and worship God for the rest of the day."
"Good for you, Tommy," the pastor responded. "Enjoy bringing healing to others."
Pastor Martinez is right. Worship is powerful medicine. It changes us from the inside out. It reminds us that we're not alone in this world, that we have a loving God who is with us in the good times and the bad times. The peace that comes from worship lowers our stress and allows our body to heal and grow stronger. Why not take advantage of that healing worship today and every day?
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!